Well, you know, at the State of the Union, both sides should sit at the kids' table. For this, I hurried. I can't believe it. And in the news, ladies and gentlemen, the Alaska oil pipeline shut down due to something Sarah flushed. All right. In other Sarah news, she says the Jews are poisoning her well. Sure, we'll get past. I better hear Yenta coming out of those windows in Wasilla pretty darn soon. In all the news that isn't Palin, the president says we can be good, better, or best. And your Craftsman tool is guaranteed for life, ladies and gentlemen. The $1 billion high-tech Mexican border fence to be replaced with an iPod on either end. One at Tijuana, one at Juarez, is what I'm saying. Got it covered. And it's Ziegel Verifone-Eisen in Germany, I guess, but not here so much. Ziegel Verifone-Eisen. There it goes. Verizon will pick up all of AT&T's dropped calls, so that's good news for some people. Next will be Walgreens disposable iPhone. I'm looking forward to that, you know, a little prepaid disposable iPhone.
Convenient.
Thank you. And still other news, Newt Gingrich mad he's not on the forever stamp. Man with the golden voice turns out to have golden rap sheet. Little family dispute. It's like with me, though. His daughters don't much care what he has to say, you know. So I feel for the guy. Peter Fonda gets no career bounce from discovering a dead man in the car. Brett Favre's sister's meth lab gets busted. Now Brett has nothing to fall back on. It was the family business. It wasn't much, but it was the family business. Instant karma for LeBron's trash tweets. You know, the guys really get in your BlackBerry courtside these days, you know. If you knew that. Right, Michelle?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, Charlie Sheen has an uneventful Vegas weekend except for the missing tooth. And the tiger. Steve Tyler on American Idol. Dude looked like an old lady. A terrific chance to sew Martha Stewart's lips together missed in the ER. The Chinese, speaking of monetary policy, in case you were, Chinese refused to give their money a pronounceable name. That's the problem with Chinese. Like, buddy, can you spare a renminbi? Renminbi. The new gay museum to have huge walk-out closet. Got the new Republican head, Kenosha's Riens Priebus, soon to be a household word. No longer a skin condition. That's good news. With Obama's new Clinton White House, Monica can't be far behind. Well, you see, he hired all these people from the Clinton administration. So I says to myself, Silvio Berlusconi will be forced to show the court that he can't abbia una castrazione, if you know what I mean. Seth Rogen is the green loogie. And Camille seeks to adopt Kelsey's fiancé. A preemptive adoption, ladies and gentlemen. That's all news that is, and thank you so much, and good night. I know it wasn't much, but it wasn't much for a week.